This is the Road to the Big House on your Tri-State Sports Leader, K101.
It's cut off, goes left wing to Hagmeyer. He'll tee up the three, and that's gone.
Frazier backside underneath the basket, jump up and in.
Road to the Big House is brought to you by Sealing State Bank, family owned and operated for four generations. Moore's Roofing, locally owned and operated. They're right there when you need them. And by Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, serving the needs of the community and the surrounding area. And now to the field house for Road to the Big House.
Welcome, welcome, welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse. Getting ready for the girls' consolation semifinal here between the 10th-ranked O'Keen Lady Whippets and the 20th-ranked Tyrone Lady Bobcats. Good evening once again, everybody. Trent Caldwell, Eric Scott joining you tonight as we just saw a little bit of a thriller there. Timberlake coming down with the 49-45 victory over Tyrone. The Tigers just keep on rolling in every sport they've taken upon themselves this week. We talked to J.J. Pippen there before the break. And some other scores we want to, on the boys' side, kind of as we're coming out of that break, Sealing right now has made it final. They lost by a point. Butler, 43-42. Sealing Wildcats eliminated, but down big in that one. Came all the way back to drop it by a point, so showing a lot of heart there for Sealing. Again, Laverne, Lady Tigers moved on a little bit earlier and over Arapahoe. Butler and Boise City beat Kremlin Hillsdale here in the girls' bracket a little earlier. So that's who's going to play the winner here. O'Keen taking on the Tyrone Lady Bobcats, and the starts will start with the O'Keen Lady Whippets, 10th-ranked team in the state right now, led by Coach Patrick Penner. They beat Gary in the opener 62-34, Sweetwater in the district 65-33. 18th-ranked Balco, 44-31, and then they lost to Arnett Big, 69-40. Madison Schmidt at 17 in that game. But the 11th season here for Coach Patrick Penner. He's the girls' coach for seven, coached both for 4 years, and previously at Verdon before that. He's 89-89 altogether here on the girls' side for the last 7 years. But he's got quite the squad. They got three different players that can get two double figures on you. The junior Caitlin Penner, 13.5 points per game, 8.9 rebounds. The senior Keely Hussey is the energy player, really did a nice job in Brooklyn Bayless against Arnett. 10.1 points per game for her. And Madison Schmidt leads his team in scoring at 14.6 points per game. So they have a bunch of players who can light it up. And on the Tyrone side, 20th-ranked team, 16-10. They're coming in, beat Beaver 45-27. They lost to Boise City in the district 52-45 and have fought their way through the consolation side, beating Buffalo 37-32, Corn Bible 47-42, and Leedy 39-23. None of those wins, though, over teams with a winning record. So the Tyrone Lady Bobcats going to have their hands full. This will be the best team they've played so far in the postseason, and they're going to have to step up. And it's going to start with Cameron Gossman, who's a defensive threat in the paint. She has a block a game, a couple steals a game. She had 12 blocks in the Oil Center Classic where she was all-tournament team, and they're going to need every bit of that. Size advantage may go a little bit to Tyrone. They've got some of the taller girls, but the athletes and a lot of the scorers over on the O'Keen side. So it could be a contrast of styles here, and we'll see which team can get the other one to bend to their will. About 3:27 before we tip it off. We'll take a break and be right back here. Don't go anywhere. We got an elimination game. Loser going home. Winner moving on to the consolation final, or consolation semifinal, rather. That's coming up right after this. We got O'Keen and Tyrone here on Road to the Big House on K101.
It's all happening at the 101 Center in Woodward. Hutch's Convenience Store, AT&T, Bearded Barber, Happy Nails, Gold Leaf, Unit Petroleum, Sunbelt Credit, Accent Care, Oklahoma Army National Guard, and K101, KZZW, and Z92 radio stations all located at the 101 Center at the busiest intersection in Woodward at Williams and Downs Avenue. The 101 Center, classic, uncomplicated, comfortable, naturally business-friendly, and the location to be at in Woodward. Now available for immediate leasing to prime business locations, Suite G and H with 3,750 square feet of space, perfect for business, retail, or restaurant expansion, and Suite S and T with over 2,000 square feet of prime office space to accommodate your growing business or needed expansion. For appointment, call 580-254-2034. The 101 Center, the right business atmosphere, the perfect location, and it's perfect for you.
When I was in Iraq, our convoy was hit. It was bad. After I came home, I could still hear booms and see tracer fire. Makes it hard to be a good mom.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
I'm Naomi Mathis, Air Force veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories, great and small.
With help from DAV, I was able to begin to heal.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than a million veterans each year.
Today, I'm part of DAV. We're veterans helping veterans to get the benefits they've earned. And I give my veterans my all.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won.
My victory is being able to be here for my children.
Naomi Mathis, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
K101.
I'm like, what in the world?
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K101.
Welcome back here to Boomer Fieldhouse. Consolation, I say semifinal, but I use that term loosely because you really have to win three to get out of here. But it's going to be O'Keen and Tyrone on the ladies' side squaring off here in a little bit. But first, we're going to get our national anthem underway here. So here comes your national anthem from Boomer Fieldhouse. And there was the national anthem here from Woodward High School, getting ready for the area semifinal, we call it. But really, you got to win this one, then you got to win another one, then you got to win another one. So technically, it's a quarterfinal, but it's a little bit misleading because this is the consolation side of the bracket. Everyone's been tagged with one loss. Started out with the O'Keen Lady Whippets. Head coach Patrick Penner is going to be assisted by Kylie Kahn on that sideline. They're going to start things off with number 2, Keely Hussey, the senior. Number 4, Kaylin Aldrich, the junior. Number 11, Caitlin Penner, the junior. Number 21, Madison Schmidt, the junior. And number 13, Ryan Duke, the junior for the O'Keen Whippets in those powder blues with the white numbers, those gorgeous outfits. And then on the other side, it's going to be Tyrone, the white jerseys and the green numbers. They're going to be led by Coach Travis Banning in his second season, 21-21. He's assisted by Melissa Witt and Payson Slater. They're going to start things out with junior Leslie Lomas, number 3. Number 4, Cameron Gossman, the junior. Number 15, Kendrell Humphreys, the sophomore. Number 23, Addie Williams, the junior. And number 34, Angel Andrews, the junior for Tyrone. Now Tyrone limping in a little bit, lost 7-10 coming into this basketball game before they went on a tear through the consolation side. It's a big test for them. O'Keen's only lost 3 all year. They lost to 15th-ranked Watonga, and they beat them 4 days later. And then they lost to OBA back in December 9th. And then they lost to Arnett big in that regional final. So only 3 losses for the Lady Whippets. And they will make it like a track meet. Keys for the game tonight for your O'Keen. Wear them out. Hussey is everywhere. She can run that floor quickly. She gave Brooklyn Bayless all she could handle defensively. And that's going to be the key for Tyrone to hold on to the basketball. And if you're O'Keen, stay out of that paint. Cameron Gossman's a shot blocker. And she's going to tip it and win that tip. And it's going to start with the Tyrone Lady Bobcats here in the area. Consolation semi. Gossman going to have the basketball. Tyrone going right to left as we're looking at it. Getting in that white with the green trim, green numbers. They're going to have it, and they're going to do dribble weave around the perimeter. They give it to Gossman, tries to give it back. It's stolen away, and that's going to be quickly stolen by Aldrich. Aldrich got a breakaway left side. She's all alone. Left hand off the glass and good. 2-0 early. Lady Whippets. And a press on quickly for O'Keen. Tyrone's really going to have to handle that pressure. They get it over the timeline.
One thing about this Whippet squad is a lot of these girls that are on the floor right now have played together for 3 years. on the floor. You know, and they have really built a program over there.
And they tie up a jump ball. They were looking for Addie Williams, high post, and O'Keen, like a swarm of bees, was on top of her, getting the jump ball possession arrow back to the Lady Whippets. Inbounded now to Keeley Hussey. Move in, boys coach's daughter. Now they get it back, swinging around the other side. She dribbles around to the corner, now down into Penner. Penner, skip pass, top of the key. Schmidt, who can really shoot it. She picked up her dribble, they give it right back to Hussey. Now to Aldrich. The Hussey here is Tyrone in a bit of a zone here. They drop it into Hussey. She nice inside, kicks it back outside. Open three, Aldrich. That's off the mark. Bounces high, fight for the rebound, and that's going to be what looks like another jump ball. This time possession arrow going to go back to the Lady Bobcats. Score still 2-0, 6:47 to go here in the first quarter.
Good defense by the Lady Bobcats, but, you know, O'Keen, you can tell, you know, this, and this is why they have the record they do, is they're patient on the offensive end. And they just wait until they have an opening or a mistake.
2-2-1 trapping press, and Tyrone threw it away. They almost got it across the timeline, and that went off the mark. Gossman, intended over there on that right side for Williams, goes out of bounds. Back to O'Keen. Now Tyrone in a bit of a three-quarter court trapping press. They pull it back. Wasn't full court, though. O'Keen gets it over. They get it out to the perimeter. Schmidt, far side. They get it to the near side, into the post. One dribble, oh, lost by Duke, and off her leg, and goes right back to Tyrone and Angel Andrews. Andrews can score as well. They drop it down in the corner now. Lomas back to Andrews, left block. She turns into traffic and lost the basketball. It rolls around, and Hussey comes away with the loose ball. Another steal. Once again for O'Keen. Now into the corner, back outside, top of the key. They swing it around to Schmidt. Drive, kick, Hussey outside. Duke shows ball, nowhere to go. Thought about taking it inside. They get it back to the perimeter. Schmidt for a three, and that's nails that one. Madison Schmidt on the board with three. And if she gets going, O'Keen can really rack up the points. Three there for Schmidt. It's 5-0. Looking to break it. Andrews, Eurostep inside, off the glass, won't go. Altered by Penner, gets the rebound and gives it up to Hussey.
Well, again, for O'Keen early on, it's been about that patience on the offensive end.
Hussey, nowhere to go. Tyrone back in that 2-3 zone. Aldrich thought about a wing three. They get in the corner. Splashing inside Hussey to the right block. Passes back out. They swing it around to the other side. Schmidt open for another three. That one's off the mark. Goes long and right back to the other far side of the court. Addie Williams tracks down the board. And now she's trapped. She's got to get rid of the basketball. It's thrown through it right into traffic. Stolen away. Duke right side of right. He hoists one up. Misses everything. And a rebound on the backside there by Addie Williams. Tyrone quickly breaking it. The knife was down to Humphreys. Humphreys, right hand, off the glass, won't drop. And a rebound by Penner once again. That's her second. She gets it up to Hussey. And over to Duke. It's in the timeline now. Tyrone drops back into that 2-3 zone. 4:36 to go. First quarter. O'Keen leads 5-0. Both teams with some missed opportunities here early. Crossover Schmidt. Oh, she's going to walk with it. She took one too many steps. She was trying to drive and dish it inside. Took an extra step. Gets called for a turnover. And O'Keen quickly back in that 2-2-1 press.
There's a lot. You know, just watching the way this game has played out so far, this is the type of basketball that a lot of people complain about with girls basketball. You know, but I love this type of basketball where it's so technical and, you know, you're just waiting for your opponent to make a mistake to capitalize on.
Except for I'd like to see more shots go down. Not trying to force a shot inside, right into traffic, and a miss and out of bounds was Addie Williams. Trying to make something happen there. Didn't work out for her. And now O'Keen with the basketball, 5-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the first quarter. They throw it away. Now the pressure from Tyrone as Gossman comes away with that steal. She rifles one down left side. Lomas drives in, lost it, going in. Poked around, goes right back to Tyrone. Humphreys with it. Gives it over to Williams, looking for a teammate. Andrews flashing inside Gossman. They give it to her, takes it to the rack, and bucket won't drop, but she's going to go to the line and shoot two. Nice job by Gossman, trying to get her team on the scoreboard here. First foul of the game. That's Hussey, number one for O'Keen. And Tyrone trying to get in the scoreboard, and the first free throw does not drop for Gossman. She's going to get another crack at this, and we're going to get a substitution. Brooklyn Stevens is going to enter the game for Kendall Humphreys.
Good job by Gossman to take that to the basket. Hussey, you know, Husky kind of hussy fell away from the contact, and that's what caused her to get called for the foul.
Gossman scores first for Tyrone. It's 5-1. And this game starting not unsimilar to the boys' game, which was a low-scoring affair in the first quarter. 3:35 to go here in this first quarter. O'Keen with the basketball and a four-point lead over to Schmidt. Inside Hussey, a nice pass down to the left block. Turns, shoots, and scores. Great job in the post underneath by Penner, who averages a double-double. She's one of those players you don't really know a lot about, but can really light it up. Hussey, shot fake, tries to take it back up in and picks up the foul. And the quickness of Hussey just really gives people a lot of issues. She is lightning quick down there.
Yeah, and, you know, she also knows exactly where she's at on the floor at all times. You know, in that situation, she got the steal not looking at the basket, but she knew, she understood where she was and was able to turn and go straight in for the foul.
It's Addie Williams' first foul. Hussey knocks down the free throw. She's on the board with one. It's 8-1, O'Keen, and a chance here for Keeley to hit another. And jump shot, foul, free throw, goes down for her. She's got two. It's 9-1, O'Keen, quickly back in that 2-2-1 press. And ahead, they cross that timeline. To Lomas, down inside, right block, look at turn and shoot, won't go there. Inside by Williams, their fight for the rebound, it's still on the ground. Hussey tracks it down and looking to run. She's got a one on three, flips it back to Schmidt. Schmidt rifles it inside, right block to Penner, takes it up and gets fouled, and that's great ball movement by O'Keen.
Yeah, you can see the chemistry in the scene when they're moving the ball up the floor. They're constantly looking up the floor and able to hit the open person.
Gosman's first, team's second, and Penner knocks down the free throw. She's got three. Or substitutions. Lomas comes off, and they're going to bring back Kendall Humphreys back in the basketball game. Second free throw for Caitlin goes down. That's four for her. And you can see a little what O'Keen's doing as they go for the steal there. Don't get it. Aldridge tips it right back to Gossman. Tyrone's still got to get it over. Gossman, they threw it between her arms, and it's on the ground, and they both players go down for it. And I think we're going to get a loose ball foul on Gossman, and that's two on Gossman. That's a huge second foul, 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Tyrone cannot afford to have her out of this game. Corner right side, into the block. Penner turns into the double team. Left hand, tough shot, it got it to drop. Oh, they're going to say no on the offensive. She pushed off.
Yeah,
wow.
What he's basically saying is Penner, as she went and made her post move, she got her elbows out and kind of hooked her around, and that's where he called the foul.
Well, we're going to get a timeout here, 30-second timeout by Tyrone. We'll take it with him. 2:43 to go in the first quarter. It's O'Keen 11, Tyrone 1. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible. Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Oklahoma. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the OSSAA and the Oklahoma Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back. Here in Boomer Fieldhouse, 11-1, O'Keen Lady Whippets off to a fast start. And Coach Banning calling his first time out already as Tyrone had trouble dealing with the pressure of O'Keen. A lot of steals early here for Lady Whippets. Back in that 2-2-1, they went for another one, didn't get it. And Kendall Humphreys drops down to that left block, kicks it back outside to Gossman, top of the key, trying to back in Hussey. She flips it over to Stevens. Stevens back to Gossman. And now over to Angel Andrews. And what looks to be a man defense here by the Lady Whippets. Stevens driving into the paint, tough shot off the backboard, goes right back to her and just ripped away from Penner, who did a great job just taking it from her. Hussey now crossing that timeline, crossing over. Gets it back up to Stevens. Oh, she got away with the carry. Baseline, Hussey, hand in her face and got it to roll in, shot it over top of Gus Gossman. Tough shot.
I think she got away with a double dribble there.
Yes, she did. Skip pass, though, down to Stevens. Left block, taking it into traffic. That won't go, and fight for the rebound. That's going to be what looks to be over the back on Tyrone. That'll be Kendall Humphreys first and her team's fourth. O'Keen with another steal, up 13-1. And Tyrone got to be careful here because O'Keen's starting to run away with this a little bit. Literally run away with it.
Yeah, well, you know, this is when you back
over
right there.
Back unforced error that time. Aldridge didn't wait till Schmidt came across the timeline.
You know, but a lot of these Tyrone fouls have been frustration fouls, you know, where they're just kind of falling into what O'Keefe wants them to do, and they get frustrated and try to do too much and commit those fouls.
Tyrone inbounds, quickly a trap on, and they almost throw it away again. It's tipped right to Penner, and back comes O'Keefe, and another steal for the Lady Whippets. Aldrich back out to Schmidt, wide open, top of the key. That one drops down for Schmidt. Madison Schmidt's got six, and you can't give her that much room. 13-4. And O'Keefe, they get right back in it. And what this is this is what we see the Lomegas and Ceilings of the world do. This is O'Keefe trying to, I don't know about imitate. I don't know if they've been running this for 10 years or not, but this is exactly where we're seeing teams go. The minute that basketball drops, they're into that press. Doesn't even get through the net.
You know, and that's one thing, you know, you try to do a lot of times if you have the ability to press is press on a make. As soon as it is a make, you get into that press. You know, and I like the way O'Keefe does it where it's, you know, it's not hard pressure. You know, they kind of set back and try to cut off the passing lanes, much like Ceiling does.
Another steal. They had a trap again right over that timeline. The far right corner. Poked away, goes back to O'Keefe. Hussey, left elbow, back outside. Schmidt, another three. She's open. This time it's off the mark. Long side rebound over there by Williams, who comes it down with it and gets it quickly ahead to Andrews. Angel Andrews, who averages double figures scoring this year. She's got about 11 a game. Into Lomas, back outside. Humphreys into the corner to Gossman. Gossman, pass fake, trying to back everybody in. She's double-teamed, rifles it in top of the key. They swing it around. Open three for Humphreys, far side. That's off the mark. Rebound, Gossman, and she's just too tall to box out. She drives it in, right hand. That won't drop, trying to get her own board, and tipped out of bounds by O'Keefe. It's going to stay here with Tyrone. That's one thing Coach Banning should look at. Gossman's by far the longest reach on the floor and the tallest person on the floor. So if it gets down to her, she's going to be hard to guard.
Yeah, absolutely. Gossman and Williams as well underneath, you know, both of them are long, and there's definitely a mismatch.
22 seconds left in the quarter, 16-1. O'Keefe leading big early in this one. Williams trying to back everybody in, tries to flip it outside, it's stolen away again. In that passing lane, left side is Duke. She's going to try to take it down to the block and gets fouled before the shot, I believe. And that's going to be a good foul on Angel Andrews because that would have been an easy two for Ryan Duke.
That's definitely one of those fouls you don't mind giving up.
Five team fouls so far for Lady Bobcats. 8.4 to shoot for O'Keefe in the corner. No one found her. Wide open. Penner for three. That's not going to drop. And a rebound by Gossman. Two to shoot and stolen away. One to shoot for Schmidt. She got to get it off. She didn't realize how much time she had. Shot won't count. But it's all Lady Whippets here in the first quarter. 16-1 score. They lead over Tyrone. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, locally owned and managed since 1908, is a full-service bank offering a wide array of banking services, including internet and telephone banking, checking and savings accounts, certificates of deposit, and competitive rates. At Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, their primary mission is to serve the needs of the community and surrounding area. Farmers and Merchants Bank of Arnett, a proud supporter of the Arnett Wildcats and all area teams. Go Wildcats! Member FDIC.
Diane from Michigan, a disabled senior citizen trying to get by. Henry from Florida, a veteran fighting to make ends meet. Elena from Arizona, a mother struggling to feed her daughter. Hi, I'm Connie Britton, and I support Feeding America because they help provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year, like Diane, Henry, and Elena. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Back here in Woodward, the area semifinals, kind of a quarterfinal, but it's an area elimination game here in the consolation bracket. All Lady Whippets right now, 16-1, as Tyrone not having a shooting problem. They're having trouble even getting shots in this basketball game right now.
Yeah, O'Keefe's doing a great job with their press, not allowing them. You know, they allow them to get it about three-quarter court where that press picks them up, and they're struggling getting the ball past half court.
Only three fouls as well, which is key for O'Keefe because it's not a very deep squad. You drop it into Hussey, flips it into Penner, left block. She's triple-teamed, gets it outside to Duke for a wing three. Off the mark, left side, missed everything. Rebound by Gossman, who rifles one down right side. gets another Lomas. Drives baseline, stops, popped little floater, won't fall for her. Rebound, though, up underneath by Andrews. She's fouled on the putback. And Lomas, everybody in O'Keen got back quickly on defense, so to avoid the charge, she pulled up to shoot it and missed everything. But now Williams is going to go to the free throw line here. That'll be the fourth team foul. First free throw missed there. Fourth team foul for O'Keen, and that will be the second on Penner.
You know, and that's what they were talking about, the press, but that's one thing O'Keen has done well is when, you know, when Tyrone's been able to break that press, those back three players do a great job of sliding back down court with the ball and not allowing an easy basket.
One pass middle floor, left side, Hussey streaking down that left side, nowhere to go. Rifles it in the left block, turned by Penner, triple teamed again, back outside to Schmidt, wing three, that one no good, and a rebound by Andrews. Quickly ahead to Lomas, she got a one on two. Okay, will she beat everybody? Gets down to the right block, shoots and scores. Nice job by Lomas with two, and so far second quarter starting out well for Lady Bobcats. They've made it 16-4. Got the first 3 points here. And now back to Hussey, who says, let's reset. Corner right side, Schmidt, skip pass, far side, Aldrich, left block, Penner, turns into Gossman, shoots it right at her, and that's a block by Gossman, and you can't do that, and then picks up what could be foul number three. And that is big. We've talked about the depth and them not being able to get in foul trouble. With Penner off the floor, that takes away some of their size and some of your rebounding ability.
Well, and that's what, you know, one thing Penner's got to do in that situation, and I've noticed this almost every time she gets the ball in the post, she delays for a second, and she tries to think about what she's doing to make a move. She needs to learn to go straight up with it.
And almost Tyrone got a 10-second call, so Coach Banning had to call timeout to avoid the turnover. So it's 6:48 to go in the half. O'Keen 16, Tyrone 4 here in this area consolation semi. We'll be back after this on Road to the Big House on K101.
I forget to put it on.
It's uncomfortable and annoying.
You can't tell me what to do.
It's just a short trip.
I've never needed it before.
I'm a safe driver. A crash won't happen to me.
Until it does. Oklahoma ranks among the worst states for seatbelt usage. Don't be that driver. There's no excuse to not buckle up. Make safety stick. Everybody click. Sponsored by Oklahoma Transportation and its partners.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, 6:48 to go in the first half. O'Keen Lady Whippets beat the Tyrone Lady Bobcats 16-4. As we have already seen, Boys City's girls advance. Winner of this will play them. And that game will be Monday. Monday at, it'll be the 8 o'clock, or 1:30 game. I'm sorry, the early game. Tyrone trying to get into the block, stolen away by O'Keen, but they saved it right back to Tyrone. Corner three for Gossman goes down, comes back out. Fight for the board underneath the hoop. And that's going to be a jump ball. Possession arrow is going to stay here with the Lady Whippets. Before that timeout, by the way, Madison Munden checked in. She's in there now for what would be Catherine or Caitlin Penner's spot. Although Munden playing more out in the perimeter right now. Going to be inbounded under the hoop by Humphreys. And she lobbed it into nobody and out of bounds. Gossman went in. She threw it out. And another turnover by Tyrone goes back to O'Keen.
You know, you talked about how Munden comes in for Penner, you know, O'Keen right now doesn't have a true post on the floor.
I mean, depth and size might be, you know, the issues they've had this year, but they, you know, when they're shooting it well and they're getting off steals like this, they're tough to beat for anybody. Drive, Schmidt, free throw line, back outside, top of the key to Hussey on the wing, skip pass, far wing to Aldrich. Back out to Hussey, playing a pivot position here, trying to get teammates open. Schmidt drives everybody in, takes it into Gossman, unwisely blocked and out of bounds. And they're going to say off of, she's slow to get up is Madison Schmidt, but that's going to stay here with O'Keen. And you got to know where four is because she can really rack up the blocks, and she's not moving in there. And every time you take it to that right block, it's going to be hard sledding.
Well, and it's like right now on the floor, she's got 3 inches over anybody else in the blue jersey.
She does have a couple fouls, though. She gets one more. It can be interesting. Stolen away by Tyrone. They flip it up to Lomas. She's got two trailers behind her, off the glass, and scores. A couple breakaway buckets for Lomas, and Tyrone playing well this quarter, 16-6. They've cut it to 10. And O'Keen now on their momentum shifted a little bit, but the Lady Whippets with a big 10-point lead here. But Tyrone really locking it down on D, picking up another steal of their own. A couple blocks here for the Lady Bobcats, who's not dying. Down on the left post, Hussey got Gossman behind her, shoots it right at her, and that's blocked again. And You're going to have to shoot a fadeaway over four. You're not going to be able to take it straight up on her. That's three blocks already for Gossman.
Well, one thing Hussey could have done right there is a nice little ball fake, and as soon as she got Gossman up in the air, she could have taken it underneath her as well.
Lob into Schmidt, top of the key, three. That's off the mark. Fight for the rebound, and Tyrone comes away with it, and it's Humphreys. Freshman Hannah Swart just checked in off that last break, off that last dead ball. But Tyrone, Angel Andrews going to run the point right now, trying to crack this O'Keen defense. Look like they're in a man, looking inside to Gossman, who's got inches. I don't know. You got Hussey behind her, but you may try to find four in the paint if you're Coach Banning. Drive, Humphreys, little floater mid-post. That won't drop, and a rebound on that right side by Swart, who just came in the basketball game. You talk about lacking size, they bring in Swart, they're even smaller. She's the smallest person out there right now.
She definitely has a sense of where the ball's going, though. She put herself in the right position to get that rebound.
London left side, bounces out to Schmidt. Tyrone went for the steal. Lomas didn't get it. Schmidt steps inside, blocked again by Gossman. That's number four already. And she's starting to rack up the blocks here with 4:22 to go in the first half, 16-6. O'Keen in front. Andrews into traffic and picks up the foul. And right now you can see a little more pep in the step of the Lady Bobcats. They're really starting to shake off that first quarter, showing a lot of fight here.
Yeah, they got a little bit of confidence. And O'Keen on the offensive end, they've just been so slow moving the ball and moving their feet off the ball.
Coach Penner's going to call a timeout here. I don't blame him. 16-6. It's now a 10-point game, 4:18 to go in the first quarter. O'Keen leads Tyrone. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
Right now, the Forgotten Poor are waiting for mercy ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world with volunteer medical staff and crew. And now with our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now. Together, we are bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more, go to mercyships.org today.
Back in Woodward. Girls, Class B. Consolation semi. O'Keen leads Tyrone 16-6. Lady Bobcats at the free throw line, though, to try to cut in this lead. There'll be two shots upcoming here for Angel Andrews, who also has some funky shoes on. That first one drops.
I was literally just looking at her shoes, as you said.
There's a couple out there. Looks like Lomas's shoes. Tyrone's shoe game is tight.
They all have the very, Tyrone on the floor right
very
now.
Creative shoe selection. And that one's missed. The second one's missed. One for one. Angel, it's 16-7, O'Keen in front. Hussey out there. That was a second foul on Keely Hussey, so she's going to have to be careful here the last 4:10. You don't want her with three and Penner with three in the basketball game. 16 fouls for O'Keen, too. One more. Tyrone's in the 1-1. Schmidt shows ball, flips it back out. Swart thought about it, gives it over to Hussey. Trying to penetrate, nowhere to go. Picks it up, gives it back to Swart, far side. They skip it to Munden, this side. Swinging around to the other side, trying to penetrate inside that zone. They get it to Schmidt. Steps inside the free throw line. Bounce pass back out. Nowhere to go. Good defense here by the Lady Bobcats. 3:40 to go. 16-7 the score. O'Keen in front. Inside. Back outside. Open three for Hussey, who knocked it down. A great ball movement and great patience by the Lady Whippets. The three there by Hussey. And quickly into the trap.
I always feel better when a coach seems to validate my point. It looks like O'Keen came out moving the ball a lot quicker that possession.
Lomas breaks the press, get it all the way down. They flip it out to Gossman. It gets called for a charge. The shot went down, and they wanted. And Coach Bannon can't believe it because I think that is three on Gossman. Team seventh, or fifth foul, rather, it looks like. That's going to be a charge, and Gossman has to come out with 3:18 to go. That was a close play. Went O'Keen's way that time. 3:17 left in this first half. 19-7, Lady Whippets. Aldrich gets it over. Gets it over to Hussey. And bounce pass back to Aldrich. Back out to Hussey. Free throw line. Nice ball movement again. Schmidt's in the middle on that pivot. Hussey drive. Kicks back out to Schmidt for a long two. And that drops. Once again, they break down that zone. And it's a really well-coached O'Keen squad. That's exactly how you draw it up there.
Yeah, and now that you have Gossman out of the game, you also have the opportunity to start attacking the paint a little bit more to hopefully open up those three-point opportunities.
Andrews tries to drive it to the block, almost stolen by Aldrich, but it goes back to Lomas. Williams now backing everybody in. Turns, shoots, won't go. Looks like somebody got a piece of that. Getting the rebound, though, getting her own rebound is Williams. They give it to her in the corner. Three, long three. That's off the mark. Rebound by Schmidt. Quickly tries to get it ahead. Nice pass by Schmidt up to Aldridge, but nowhere to go. She's going to pull it back and then skip it over to Munden. Schmidt thought about a three. Shows ball. Driving kick outside. Hussey, open corner. Three. That's off the mark. Long, and a rebound on the right side. Another miss there by O'Keen. And ahead goes Tyrone. Picking it up is Humphreys before the timeline. Skips it over to Lomas. Good decision there by Kendall Humphreys before she got trapped. Andrews to Williams. They skip it. Humphreys down into the paint. We get a turn on the right side. Turn, scoop shot, and rolls down. Lizzie Parker just came in the game and picks up two for the junior. Parker came in when Gossman came out. And she's going to be down in that playing Gosman's wheelhouse spot there in the middle of this. She's not short either. She just doesn't have the length of Gosman. They swing it around the other side. Wide open on that side's Aldrich. That's going to be back iron, no good, but bounces right back to Duke. And they flip it out to Schmidt for three. That's going to be no good. Tipped around. Tyrone brings it down. Humphreys rifles one far side. They try to track it down. Parker tries to grab it. Can't get to it. Out of bounds. Back to O'Keen with a minute 17 to go in this half. And we got another substitution. Swartz going to come in for Hussey, who has two fouls. Oh, nope. I thought she was going to come in for her. There she goes. Now she's leaving. They're going to give it to Aldridge to run the point. Tyrone quickly in the 2-1-2 trap. They get it ahead. Quickly broken by O'Keen. Far side to Swart. 108 left in this half. 21-9. Lady Whippets lead the Lady Bobcats. It's been all O'Keen. They've led from the tip. Got the first points since then. Led by as many as 16 in this one. Long three there, and that's off the mark. Again, tipped around. And a rebound by Tyrone. Ahead they come. Parker comes away with that board. Humphreys has it in the wing. Top of the key now, wide open. Williams, she drives into the right block off the glass. That won't go, and nice box out and rebound on the backside by Swart. A couple big rebounds for the smallest lady out there.
Well, again, it's as much about understanding where the ball, you know, how the ball is going to come off and the angle you need to take to get in position.
25 seconds. 22. What's going on with the clock up there? It seems to be hesitating and stopping and starting in a weird way. 14 seconds. 21-9. O'Keen in front. Aldridge thought about a three, but there's 7 seconds to go. They gave it to Schmidt. Schmidt drives, tries to bounce past it, right block, kick back out to Swart with 2 seconds left. Blocked. That shot won't count. As looks like Humphrey's got a piece of it. That'll do it for the first half. All Lady Whippets, they lead 21-9 over Tyrone. Halftime coming up right after this. It's your road to the big house. K101.
Weather in the tri-state area is finicky, to say the least, and at times completely unpredictable. That's why K101 is always ready when storms begin barreling across the plains. From blizzards to ice, wildfires to thunderstorms, floods to tornadoes, you can count on K101's award-winning severe weather coverage. We connect you with weather experts, storm chasers, and emergency personnel to keep you instantly informed of the latest storm details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Moore's Roofing. They're neighbors that you can trust, and they are right there when you need them. And Harper Sanitation. When you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company. When you hear the rumbling of thunder, tune your radio to K101. Go to K101online.com, click on Listen Live, or tell your smart speaker to play K101 Woodward. Remember, when severe weather breaks out, K101 breaks in.
Yeah, military life can have its challenges, but sometimes veteran life brings more. While serving in Iraq, an IED took both my legs, but it didn't take my spirit.
As America's veterans face challenges, DAV is there.
My name is Greg Gadsden, 26-year Army veteran.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
DAV helps veterans like me get all the benefits they've earned, and that can be a life changer.
DAV provides a lifetime of support to veterans of every generation, helping more than 1 million veterans each year.
Today, I'm an entrepreneur, photographer, and public speaker.
But there's more to be done and more victories to be won. With the right support, there are no limits.
My victory is just being the best that I can be.
Greg Gadsden, thank you for your service. May your victories inspire many more. Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
And welcome back here in Woodward, halftime of the Class B Area Girls Consolation Game. 21-9, O'Keen leads Tyrone. Again, winner of this one moves on. They get a crack at Boys City. That game will be the 1:30 game on Monday. Just know that there's going to the next session, the Monday session, will be split into two. So you have a 1:30 and a 3, and then a break before we get into the evening games, which will be the championship games. And those for sure we're going to have for you on K101. You're looking at Hammond and Arnett on the girls' side, and then Leedy and Mountain View Godibo on the boys' side, and a couple good ones in that one. And that will be to punch your ticket to state.
Yeah, you know, like I think I said a little bit in the last game, you know, is how important, you know, being in that winner's bracket game is now that weather has pushed everything back, you know, because you play on Monday night, you know, you get that win on Monday night, then you have an extra day that the losers don't have, you know, because whoever comes out in the consolation bracket is only going to have a day, and they're probably going to play during the day on Thursday. So it's even a quicker turnaround. So, it's incredibly important for you to go out and win that game.
And
you know,
rest and management is going to be big for some of these squads, especially a squad here like O'Keen, who isn't very deep. So you're going to need all these girls available right now. It's going to be a tough line to kind of hover around because you're kind of up to a big lead here, but you lost that last quarter 5-8. You lose two more like that, and all of a sudden you're in a dogfight. So, and they also have a little bit of foul trouble. Penner's got three. Hussey's got two. They're going to have to be careful here, especially early in that third quarter, because what you want to do if you're Coach Penner is run away with this thing, get a little bit of rest before you head down the stretch here.
And that's a little bit, you know, because I came over to you after the Boys City girls game, and, you know, I asked why Whitfield was still in the game.
Right.
You know, her having that rest is going to be important. I know they've got a day off between the next game, but you know, you're going to have to save as many minutes as possible, you know, just the way that this last week is going to play out.
Yeah, and Whitfield was fantastic in that first game. She had 14 in the first quarter, ended up with around, I believe, her final numbers for that game were 25. Crabtree had 24 for them as well. So Boys City, again, unranked, taking down Kremlin Hillsdale earlier, 65-32. Elsewhere in the state, Ceilings boys fall to Arapahoe Butler 43-42 in a game they were down big and clawed back in it and made it a game and were able to just lose there by one. That's the fifth ranked team in the state, Arapahoe Butler. So good fight there by the Ceilings Wildcats. Didn't come through in the end like they wanted it to. And Timberlake beating Tyrone 49-45. Once again, Timberlake doing a great defensive job on Roberto Hernandez, holding him to almost no points there in that first half. Although he went off a little in that second half because basically people got a little tired. But Merrick Judd, great in that game. J.J. Pippen doing what Tyrone couldn't, which was being the secondary scorer for a team when their first guy got shut down.
Yeah, you know, and I feel like Merrick Judd would be, in my opinion, the player of the game just because of the way he played defense. He also hit some big free throws late in the fourth quarter. You know, that he hit four straight free throws in the fourth quarter. You know, but absolutely, Pippen found himself in the right spot away from the ball, you know, to allow them to dump the ball inside to him for some pretty easy layups.
You forgot one thing in your player of the game synopsis. When you score half your team's points, almost half, we got to give you the nod at 22 of the 49 points you had. But, yeah, you're right. They could have been either guy.
Yeah.
Really,
a
lot of guys stepping up for Timberlake tonight, really showing that athleticism when they were kind of outsized a little bit. Taken down and what has been a team that's gotten out of this area the last couple years. So, you know, the wins keep rolling for Timberlake. They keep playing really well. Right now, O'Keen, hold and serve, 21-9. Adjustment-wise, you know, if I'm both teams, I'm looking at the foul chart and saying, how do we get somebody pick up foul trouble? Neither of these teams are deep. So if you can get Gossman off the floor for O'Keen, or if O'Keen can get Penner off the floor, that changes things as well. She's a big key to what O'Keen does because she is the size. She's not the tallest person on the floor, but she averages double-digit rebounds. They need her out there to try to contend with Gossman. And when Hussey or Penner get in foul trouble, it changes things a little bit for O'Keen. So they got to be real careful. You don't want to kind of rest on your laurels, say we're up big, and that's it for the rest of the half.
You know, what I feel like was losing Gossman was a bigger deal than losing Penner, though, in the second half as far as reaching that three foul mark. You know, because whenever Gossman went out, it changed the dynamic of the defense for Tyrone, and it allowed O'Keefe to kind of fall back into that, you know, just pass it around. You know, they were able to attack. They were able to pull it back out. You know, when Gossman was on the floor, they couldn't attack.
Yeah.
You know, she had, you know, four or five blocks, you know, there while she was on the floor, and it was just simply because she is so much taller and more athletic.
Yeah.
You know, you can bring in size, but if that athleticism there and that basketball IQ is there or not there, then, you know, it doesn't help you a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, and that's one thing that she brings to the floor besides just her size.
Now, she's going to have to be careful to not pick up. Already she's got five blocks in this basketball game in one half a play. So that's what a factor she can be there for Tyrone. The other thing you want to look for, Tyrone has to continue to defend the perimeter well. O'Keefe shoots at 33% as a team from deep. So Tyrone's done a pretty good job of not letting them get a lot of loose for threes. Well, so they got to be pretty happy with that.
You know, but that's also one thing is I'd be interested to see what the number was. They knocked out a couple threes, but they also missed, you know, a bunch of threes as well. You know, so you don't want to fall into that just setting back and shooting threes all the time. You know, but again, when Gossman's on the floor, that's what it forces the ball outside because you can't attack the floor, attack the basket.
21-9 at the half. O'Keefe leads Tyrone. Look at that 2:17 before we tip it off again. Taking a break and coming right back for the second half here. It's area elimination time here from Woodward on Road to the Big House on K101.
Attention Expo Farm Expo exhibitors. Booth space is now available. It's the K101, Z92, KZZW, and KOMI-TV Home and Agribusiness Trade Show, and it's coming to the Woodward County Event Center and Fairgrounds April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Now in our 38th year, this show features two exhibitor buildings plus outside exhibitor space and will host an extensive variety of agriculture products and farm equipment. Also, home improvement ideas, clothing, communication, and entertainment products, ATVs, lawn and garden, new and used automobiles, plus arts and crafts and great food vendors. Thousands annually rely on Expo Farm Expo to see a wide variety and selection of products and services that only a show of this size can offer. Booth space is now available by calling 580-256-4101. That's 580-256-4101. Don't miss out. Reserve your space today for the Tri-State's largest home and farm show and be part of Expo Farm Expo 2022. Coming to Woodward County Fairgrounds Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. It's food, folks, and fun with K101.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player for the Indianapolis Colts. Becoming a running back was no easy task for me, but it's nothing compared to what my amazing mom faces every day. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14 years old, yet she's always there for me, every step of the way, despite our own battles. And the Muscular Dystrophy Association is there for my mom. At their 150 care centers across the U.S., MDA is the leading organization in research and care for kids and adults with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and related neuromuscular diseases. Their research is helping find cures and save lives. Watching my mom go through her daily struggles and the care she receives from MDA has made me determined to help find a cure for neuromuscular disease. That is why I support MDA, and that's why I'm so grateful to others who do too. Join me and learn more at helpmda.org today.
Back in Woodward, O'Keefe leads at the half over Tyrone, 21-9, 8-5. Second quarter has kept Tyrone hanging around, but so far been all Lady Whippets leading from the tip. They're going to start with the basketball this time. They're going to go right to left to get in their powder blues and their white numbers. North Carolina-esque out there. Very nice uniforms.
Always
for the
been Whippets. A big fan of the Whippet colors.
Yeah, love the colors. Inside to Hussey. Free throw line. Steps up to the block. Back outside. Aldridge thought about it. Said no. Dribbles in. Gives it to Hussey. Back outside. They swing around and reset it. Good defense here by Tyrone. Not giving up anything easy early. High post, low post right now for O'Keefe. Hussey's in the high, down low is Munden. They bounce past it to Hussey, streaks down to that right block and loses the basketball out of bounds. Turnover to start the half, but there for Lady Whippets.
You know, we talked about the foul trouble for Pinner, and that's what Pinner's foul trouble does. It forces Hussey, who's a great player around the perimeter, forces her to go into the high post.
Tyrone getting into Humphreys. Got Schmidt on her. She's double teamed now. Got to get rid of the basketball. Tries to bounce it over to Gossman, who's in there playing with three. Gonna have to be careful of her foul trouble here. In this one, they have her at two, which is strange. Nope, they got her at three. There we go. And that's gonna be a foul on the drive and a hard foul and on the floor. Slow to get up is gonna be Andrews. She does get up there. Coach Banning's gonna bring her off to make sure she's okay. That's gonna be the first team foul on O'Keefe. And that foul going to be charged to Duke. That'll be her first. 21-9 the score. Lady Whippets in front. 7:10 to go here in the third quarter. Andrews hand off to Lomas. Lomas back out to Gossman, top of the key. She ball fakes, taking everybody in. They collapse. She kicks it out to Lomas for an open three, and she hit the shot. Good play there. All the attention drawn to Gossman. They found Lomas for three. It's 21-12, and Lady Bobcats have cut it to single digits here with 6:50 to go in the third quarter. Swinging around Aldrich. Hussey inside Munden. No one came and got her. She turns around, takes it right at Gossman for block number six, who sends it right back to Andrew to Williams. Ahead to Lomas. Right block, takes it into traffic, misses the shot. Rebound Humphreys back outside to Williams, to Lomas. And they regain possession. And Gossman in there wreaking havoc on that block. This is, she loves playing here because when she was here for the earlier for, I think it was, a, I don't remember, it was a Wheat Capital here. I guess that she might have been the Shattuck. I think it was a Wheat Capital she was here. She had multiple blocks. Or not the Wheat Capital. I'm sorry, the Oil Center Classic. Yeah. Drive right side, won't go. Missed shot there and a rebound by Aldrich. Aldrich lost it off a foot, ball's on the ground, and goes right back to Schmidt. Lucky break there for the Lady Whippets. And they give it back to Aldrich, who wants to reset top of the key. Inside, high post. Hussey, free throw line, hand in her face, and that goes down. She kind of looked around looking for a teammate and realized she was open and hit the two. And that's the first points of the half for O'Keen. It's 23-12, Lady Whippets, 5:39 to go in the third quarter. Drive, Humphreys, right hand, off the glass and good. No one stopped ball, and Humphreys took it all the way in for the first two of the game for her.
I got to think at some point on this offensive end for O'Keen, Hussey's going to get the ball right there at the free throw line, make Gossman go up, and then attack the basket.
Bounce pass, right elbow. Hussey shows ball, so they close out on her. They give it up. Aldrich skips it over to Duke. Wide open wing three for her. Going to come up short. Tipped around. Hussey grabs the board. Left side. Takes it right back at Gossman. Oh, won't get it to go. Trying to get the board again, and Gossman finally grabs it. Shot altered a little bit by Cameron, and now Hussey trying to take it from her as Gossman playing the point right now. On the right side to Lomas. Lomas, top of the key. Humphreys backs away. Gets it in. Oh, that one's off the fingertips of Williams, who lost the basketball. She tried to track it down in the corner and didn't get there fast enough. In an unforced error that time by the Lady Bobcats. There'll be some substitutions.
And Penner back in the game.
Penner coming back in, and Munden comes out. She's going to be playing out there with three fouls. A nice long rest, too. Aldrich now. High post. Hussey back out to Schmidt. Shot fake, drives into the paint, and she's cut off, and Lomas with the steal, tried to flip it ahead for the fast break, and it's stolen right back by Hussey. That time Lomas trying to get something going quickly, and Hussey stepped in that passing lane with another turnover. Far side, they swing it top of the key to Aldrich, inside, right elbow, nowhere to go. Back out three, Aldrich top of the key, that one drops for her. And that's five for Kaylin Aldrich. 26-14 to score. O'Keen in front, and a steal by Schmidt, stepping away right at that timeline, gets it in to Hussey, says no, they swing around. Aldrich going to try another one, hand in her face this time, that's off the mark, goes to the right side, and a rebound by Williams. Williams ahead to Lomas. Quickly back goes O'Keen, gives it right back to Williams, left block, take it into traffic, got the shot to go, and they're going to call her for a travel before the shot could go down.
Yeah, she got the ball underneath and didn't quite have control of it, so it's just... When she went to make her move, she didn't have the ball in her hand. She kind of took that extra step trying to get control.
Hussey took it, tried to rifle it down to Penner. Tips right to her, right back to Hussey. Right elbow, long two. That won't go. And a rebound inside again by Penner. Takes it back up. That won't go. Tipped around, and Gossman rips it down. But that just shows you how important 11 is to what they do. Another second chance opportunity for O'Keen. Far side, Lomas is wide open for three in the wing. That one goes down, and she hit it again. Lomas with a big game. She's got 10. 26-17. Lady Bobcats refusing to go away. 3:14 to go in the third quarter. Back out Aldrich. They swing it around the far side. Swing it back to the near side. Trying to get that zone moving. Skip pass. Far side. Into the right block. Penner. She lost it. Poked away from behind. Goes right to Aldrich. Back over to Duke. To Aldrich. Inside to Hussey. Hussey trying to penetrate. Tipped away from her and stolen away by Humphreys, who takes it over the timeline. No numbers, though, so she's going to pull it back up. Nice decision there. They give it to Williams. Back to Humphreys. Driving kick. Gosman. Corner now for Angel Andrews. Now top of the key to Lomas, who's got the hot hand. Driving kick for her out to Humphreys. Crossover. Nowhere to go. She double-teamed. Gets it to Lomas in the corner. 2:33 to go in the third. 26-17. O'Keen in front. Corner baseline. Picking up her dribbles. Humphreys back out to Gosman. Steps inside. Drives it to the rack. Off the glass and in. Nice decision there by Gosman. It's only her third point, but she's been such a huge factor in this game so far. She makes it 26-19. 7-point lead for O'Keen. Aldrich now all alone out there, dribbling around to that zone. For Tyrone. They give it over to Aldrich. Flashing inside to Penner. She wasn't looking for it. It bounced off her arm. It's going to be loose and grabbed by the Bobcats. Ahead to Humphreys. And thought it heard a whistle, but no. Humphreys head to right side. Oh, it found Andrews on the right block and in. Angel Andrews has two. And Coach Penner needs a timeout at 1:47 to go in the third. The Bobcats have cut it to 5. 26-21. O'Keefe. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
First Responders Children's Foundation takes care of the children and families the brave ones leave at home. Help us help them.
Oh, say, can you see?
Text BRAVE to 24365 to learn how you can help first responders in your community today.
Back on Jimmy Peck Court here at Boomer Fieldhouse. What looked like was going to be a runaway by the Lady Whippets is now a 5-point game. O'Keen 26, Tyrone 21. Showing a lot of heart, these Lady Bobcats here. And they won the second quarter, and now they're so far winning this quarter.
Yeah, they really are. You know, a lot of it has to do, again, I mentioned this in the second quarter, is the way that O'Keen has started running their offense. They just seem very passive. They're not pushing the ball. They're not doing all the things they were doing well in the first quarter. Whenever they were in a press, their defense struggled. Their press hasn't been there. You know, those are the things they need to bring back if they're going to try to open this game back up.
And Coach Penner getting that timeout there, telling us, let's settle it down here, ladies. We're winning, and we're the higher-ranked squad here. I mean, that's one of the tough things. You get into area, and you're on paper, you look at it and say, okay, 10th-ranked team, unranked, or 20th-ranked team. Like, as Ed Penner tries to take it down the left block, she picks up the foul for two, and she's going to go to the free throw line, which is exactly what Coach Penner wants. But you come in, and you're supposed to win. It's a little bit of a different mindset sometimes, you know. And when the pressure starts to mount, all of a sudden you're up big, and now it's a 5-point game. That's a good timeout there from Penner, who basically said, let's slow it down. We'll get it to the block. We'll get it to Caitlin, and she knocks down the first free throw there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times whenever you start getting into those periods of frustration and the other team's making a run, that's why calling those timeouts at the right time, you know, are good on the coaching side, is because it allows you to help reset the mindset, you know, of your kids. And that's exactly what happened.
Penner hit them both, Tyrone, and not only that, that was on Gosman. That was on four. That's going to be the right block, and that's going to be a foul. They're trying to get it down low to Brooklyn Stevens, and I think they did. If they tagged that last one to Gosman, that's four on her, which is why she's not in the game right now. That's a big foul.
It was on Gosman, you know, and it looked to me like that was the correct call.
That's a missed free throw there by Brooklyn Stevens, who came in when Gosman came out.
And Gossman's foul, yeah, I had a kid that I told this all time, the whole time this year, you know, was whenever you go to block a shot, as soon as you bring that arm down and you don't make contact with the ball, they see that as a foul.
Ryan Duke hits one. I'm sorry, that was wrong team. Brooklyn Stevens hits one. Makes it 28-22. Wrong number 13. There's a miss there by O'Keen, and Tyrone now with the rebound by Williams, who tries to force the issue, bring it down. 51 seconds left in the quarter, 28-22. Lady Whippets lead. Lady Bobcats. Andrews now the wing. Lomas flips it over to Stevens. 42 seconds left now in the quarter. 6-point lead for O'Keen. Big possession here. Lomas going to fire up a three, and she hit it again. Leslie Lomas is on fire. She's got 13, and her bench is going wild there for Tyrone. 28-25. 27 seconds left in the quarter. They've cut it to three. O'Keefe, that's poked away and stolen. Aldrich went right side, and Tyrone with another steal. They get it across the timeline with 18 seconds. They can tie it with a three here. 14 to shoot. Stevens, far side to Lomas. They got to close out on her. They get out there. Now over to Andrews, near side. 8 seconds to shoot. Andrews, the drive, left hand, off the glass and in. She's cut it to one with 3 seconds, 2 seconds. Hussey's got to heave it. She's not even going to try it. And at the end of three quarters, it's a one-point game. 28-27, barn burner here for the area consolation. We're going to be back right after this with the final quarter here from Woodward. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
When kids need medical care, they will often face stressful and life-changing experiences. From long treatments to hospital stays, they will miss out on the things that make being a kid fun. Since 1982, Starlight Children's Foundation transformed the in-hospital experience for 17 million seriously ill kids in 800 children's hospitals and facilities across the United States. Our state-of-the-art programs like Starlight Virtual Reality, Starlight Hospitalware, and Starlight Gaming allow kids to experience a moment of happiness, no matter the circumstance, so they can enjoy being a kid. Learn more at starlight.org. That's starlight.org.
My early Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take,
but it gave my mom and me more time to plan together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Back here in Woodward, and where's false alarm? We thought we were going to start the fourth quarter. 28-27, O'Keefe in front by a point. They're going to regather it and inbound it here on the sideline. Going to start with the Lady Bobcats. They've never led. They can take the lead here, but a tie up and a jump ball and the possession arrow back to O'Keefe. Stevens was instantly swarmed by Keely Hussey. Made a great read there. Gets the jump ball, and ball goes back to Lady Whippets with a one-point lead getting underway here in the fourth quarter. And with the basketball, they're going to give it over the far side now to Swart coming in the game here is the freshman, Hannah Swart. She's out there with Schmidt, with Duke, with Hussey, and with Penner. Right block, Penner. Bounce pass up underneath to Duke. Great pass by Penner off the glass and down in an and one for O'Keefe. Great job by Penner. Drew all the attention to her, made a great pass. And Ryan Duke doing a nice job using the strength, getting that ball up there. She's got three, makes it 30-27, chance for the and one. That foul going to be tagged to Andrews. That's her second team foul for Tyrone. As free throw drops for Duke, she's got four.
Duke's already got a quarter of O'Keefe's points from the last two quarters.
That one, Andrews almost lost the basketball. Gets it to Stevens, got to get rid of it. Stolen away by Schmidt. Pressure defense again by the Lady Whippets. It looked like they've kicked it up a notch coming into this fourth quarter to start. Hussey, no one got her. Thought about shooting it. Drives it down baseline, nowhere to go. Gives it back to Penner. Penner into the paint. Back outside to Swart. Top of the key, Schmidt. They swing it back to Hussey. Near side, she's going to reset everything. Doesn't like it. Popping out Swart, left elbow into the paint to Penner. Back to free throw on to Hussey. Steps inside for a short two. That's not going to drop. Ball tipped around. Still down on the floor and finally grabbed by Tyrone. Andrews tracks it down and gets it ahead to Williams. It gets it up to Humphreys. Hussey back trying to make another steal on Kendall Humphreys. Went for the steal. Didn't get it. She's going to get called for a reach-in foul here. That is three on Keely. And that will be only the third team foul for O'Keefe. So far, not a lot of fouls called in this half. But that was an 18-7 third quarter for Tyrone to bring them back into this thing. And another steal again by O'Keefe. This time Hussey goes on the floor to get it, and boy, has she been huge for them tonight.
I think what surprised me more is O'Keefe only had 12 points combined in the last two quarters.
6:29 to go. Hussey now weaving into traffic. Right block. That one's blocked as she took it up, and it's going to be out of bounds. Tyrone thought it was out on her, but they're going to say out on the Lady Bobcats. Staying here with the Whippets, and now Gossman will check in, playing with four fouls. That will bring out Lizzie Parker, who was in there briefly for her. So Gossman going to be out there with Andrews, with Humphreys. Inbounds pass for O'Keefe, ripped away by Schmidt. They get it across to Penner, is open for three, right side. That's not going to be good. Hussey tries to track down the board and knocks off her hands and goes back to Tyrone. 6:22. to go in the game, 31-27 O'Keen. And going for the steals, Hussey, she got it, and she got fouled. Trying to get on the breakaway fast break. And that foul going to be on Angel Andrews. And once again, Hussey's wreaking havoc out there.
She kind of got hip checked.
Well, it's kind of a good foul because that would have been an easy two. But that's going to be a timeout here on Tyrone. So with 6:17 to go, 31-27, O'Keen leads. We'll be back after this on Road to the Big House on K101.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Peace, this is Common with the facts on lung cancer. Like, did you know that over 25,000 black people are diagnosed with lung cancer each year? Learn all that you can by visiting standuptocancer.org/lungcancer. Change is possible, and it starts with you.
K-101.
Ask Bonnie. I don't care who you are. Ask Bonnie.
We've got your country covered.
KWOX, Woodward, Oklahoma.
K-101.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse. Tight one here in the fourth quarter. O'Keen leads Tyrone 31-27. And out in Enid, the Ceiling Lady Cats have blown it open against Thomas 48-30. And that is out of frustration game right there. If you're Thomas and you're like, man, we get Ceiling here in the quarters. Is Ceiling losing to Garber because they shot 6-44 from three-point range. They're not doing that tonight.
No, you know, a team like Ceiling, you know that what they did the other night against Garber, you know, that's not going to happen very often. It's just tough that it happened in the playoffs.
Well, those two teams might be in a collision course for a rematch at some point. Those are two real good basketball teams. We'll see how that pans out. Right here, we got a close one. 31-27 here in Class B. O'Keen with a narrow lead. They were up big. They came out to a 16-1 first quarter lead. Since then, Tyrone has inched back in, but the Bobcats never led. And a travel on the baseline by Penner. They got into the high post to Schmidt. She dropped it down to Penner, who walked with the basketball. Good offense, but a little bit of an unfortunate error there for the Lady Whippets, who are back into that press.
That's what O'Keen needs to do is start attacking the basket. Attack Gossman at this point. You know, she's got four. Get her out. Try to get her out of the game.
Tyrone got it on the block. Missed by Williams, but a rebound by Lomas. They give it to Gossman, who drives left hand off the glass and in. And Gossman, such a big difference when she's in there. 31-29. Again, she's playing with four fouls. She's kind of unlocks everything for Tyrone. And now Hussey far side to Aldrich. 5:20 to go. Two-point lead for the Lady Whippets with the basketball. They've never trailed. Left side, Hussey. Drive, kick it out to Penner in the corner. Nowhere to go. Just swing it back around to the far side. Schmidt into the paint. Bounce pass to Penner. Up on the glass, and it goes down, and she gets the foul. Great team basketball there. Schmidt to Penner. It's going to be an and-one opportunity, and that foul going to be tagged to, looks to be, Addie Williams' second. Going to be Tyrone's third, and the and-one short-armed by Penner.
But that's one thing O'Keen did well in the first quarter that they've gone away from is moving the ball.
Humphreys is trapped now. Got to get rid of the basketball. She's running out of time. They try to tie her up, and they do. Duke ties her up with the possession arrow going back here to Tyrone. Once again, good defense by O'Keen. And every time Tyrone gets a little momentum, they can't quite come back. Still down four here. 5 minutes to go, and O'Keen holding them off. Picking up her dribbles, Humphreys. Bounce it over to Andrews. Hussey went for the steal. Didn't get it. Andrews turns to tax, and it's poked away and goes right back to Hussey. Another steal for Keeley. She drives inside to Gossman. Right off the glass. Goes around her. Missed it. Rebound. Put back is good for Aldrich.
And that was right. That right there is, you know, Gossman having four fouls. She didn't worry about trying to block or anything like that. She just had to stand her ground.
35-29 O'Keen. 4:24 to go. Drive. Humphreys baseline. Ran out of room. Threw it away. Another steal by Hussey. Sometimes there's two of her out there. Schmidt crossing the W from Woodward. She's going to hold it up now. 4:09 to go. A team up six. Big possession in this game. Bobcats going for the steal. And Aldrich bounce pass. Driving kick out. Duke kicks it out to Hussey. She drives into traffic. Back outside to Penner in the far corner. And they set it back, give it back to Schmidt. And they reset. Lomas comes to get her. They get it over on their far wing again to Hussey. And they swing it back to Aldrich. 3:46 to go. O'Keen killing clock. Inside, outside. Penner's now in the high post. They give it to her. She looked low post. Nobody open. Kicks it back out again. A lot of patience here by the Lady Whippets. Hussey now attacks, finds a little crease, bounces it to Penner, pick and roll inside. She's going to drive up, switches hands, left hand off the glass, shot wouldn't drop, tipped around, still on the floor. Lomas hits it, and now it's grabbed by Gossman, who maintains possession for Tyrone, who trail by six with 3:21 to go in this one. Andrews picks it up, poked away by Aldrich, goes to Hussey. She's got a breakaway. She's got two trailers off the glass, right side and down. 11 for Keeley Hussey. And another steal and another defense leading to offense for O'Keefe. 37-29, 3:03 to go.
Gossman's getting really frustrated because those four fouls, she's had to completely change the way she plays the game.
Another steal. Penner picks it off, throws it down to Hussey. He's got Gossman behind her and wisely pulls it back out again. Great decision. Could have turned and shot it in traffic. Instead, killing clock. And back out to Schmidt. And Madison Schmidt, she's going to drive it in, kick it back out to Penner, and they swing it back around. Just playing keep away, 2:38 to go. And there's a foul on the perimeter by Humphreys. And it looks like we're going to get a timeout here by Coach Banning. 2:35 to go. O'Keefe leads by 8, 37-29. You're listening to Road to the Big House here on K101.
This is Kay at the Bank of Western Oklahoma. Please join the Bank of Western Oklahoma and our employees along with the staff of K101 Radio this Tuesday night for the premium auction at the Northwest Oklahoma Woodward District Junior Livestock Show.
Overcoming drug addiction was difficult, but I found the path to recovery that worked for me. The road to recovery is different for everyone. Find the path that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Back at Boomer Fieldhouse, and that swarming full-court defense for O'Keefe has broken this thing open a little bit. They now lead by 8, 37-29. What was a one-point game coming into this quarter, and a great job here in this quarter. I mean, it helps, obviously, Penner's on the floor. You've opened things up a little bit, and she's so important to this squad, and she's really made her presence felt out on that floor because Hussey's been able to kind of play that high post. Penner's been able to float around the paint. They've been able to get position down there. It's really opening up their inside-outside game a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And just the intensity as a whole from O'Keefe, they've really stepped it up. This quarter, they started out the quarter slow. You know, Coach Penner called a timeout, and they kind of picked it up after that. You know, but again, a lot of this goes back to Gossman and how those four fouls have forced her to play a different type of game than she likes to play.
Inbound it to Hussey, who loses it, and Gossman comes away with another turnover. She gives it over to Andrews. Andrews kicks it back out to Humphreys. She drives baseline, cut off, tries to skip it and gets it out, does skip it out to Gossman. Fires it back inside. Spin move, Williams, left hand off the glass. Oh, she missed the bunny. Tips it, though, and Andrews comes away with it, and she tries to roll one in. That won't go. Ball still tipped around. Hussey says enough of that, grabs it, and I think she's going to get tagged with a foul. I thought they were going to tag her with the travel. That's going to be a foul on on Tyrone. And that's going to be Addie Williams' third. I'm not sure where that foul came from. Must be when they were tipping around that loose ball. There must have been a lot of contact under the hoop. By the way, it goes back to O'Keefe, and Tyrone's quickly into the press. Schmidt now 2:06 to go, and her team up 8. O'Keefe's just looking to take care of the basketball. They get it to the person who does that. It's Hussey. She weaves inside. No one stopped her off the glass. She missed a wide-open shot. Tries to get the rebound. Williams came flying in to grab it, and they're going to tag Hussey with this one, I believe. And that will be Keeley's fourth foul, which could be big if Tyrone comes back. But down 8 with 1:57 to go, the Bobcats are going to need to find some open shots. I'm surprised Lomas hasn't shot one in a while.
Yeah, I know that time's not on their side, but, you know, you can't afford Hussey to be off the floor. And that was almost an offensive foul by Gossman right there.
That would have been 5 for her if it was. Now we get a drive by Humphreys. Little floater in the paint. That won't go. And a couple good looks for Tyrone, and they're just not falling. They're about 6-7 feet outside the hoop, maybe less, and they're not dropping down for them. 37-29, O'Keefe in front. There's a minute 30 to go, and that Tyrone goes for the steal, and a 10-second call. Good defense there by the Lady Bobcats, and uncharacteristic of Keeley Hussey. Looks like she lost track of time.
Yeah, but again, ceiling is starting to fall back into that, you know, not having that intensity, and, you know, it looks like they're starting to get tired out there.
Gossman inbounds it to Lomas. She's immediately double-teamed because they're trying to close out on the shooter. You really got to find number 3 if you're Tyrone here. Instead, it's stolen away by Schmidt. Dribbling into traffic. Schmidt crosses the timeline, picks it up, and says, let's slow it down. Drops it off to Aldrich. Back over to Schmidt, who's double-teamed again. Gets a screen from Aldrich. Drives, fires it down inside. No one found Penner. Right side and in. Great job by Schmidt finding the open teammate. And Penner has 10. And more importantly, she's done a good job of not fouling after she got an early foul trouble.
That was a really good look by Schmidt to recognize Penner down low.
And that may have iced it with under a minute to go. It's now a 10-point lead for O'Keefe. Tyrone's going to need some threes and steals. There's the lady to do it. Lomas for three, and she hit it again. She's got 16, and what a game tonight for the junior. Made it 39-32. Tyrone refusing to go away. That one's poked away by the Bobcats. Going to stay, I believe, with O'Keefe. There's a little conversation about who this basketball is going to, and I think the Lady Whippets are going to maintain. As the Tyrone bench is not happy with Jason Harrison, who's trying to explain to them this ball is going to the Whippets. Inbounded. Hussey's, now she's bottled up. They're going to tie her up, and they're going to get called for a travel. Good call there by Leland Searcy as Keeley just trying to avoid getting a jump ball called and turned it over. 34.3, and now we're going to get a timeout here because Coach Penner wants to make sure everything's settled here with his team up seven. And I think 34 seconds, not a lot of time left.
And I think Coach Penner was also a little frustrated. He felt like there, if anything, it should have been a jump ball, not a travel. But, you know, it's a great time for him to kind of pull his team over to the side, you know, calm them down. Looks like Coach Penner's going to go over there and continue to talk about, you know, what's going on. I'm not sure what he's griping about on this one, but.
I think he got the better of those last couple calls.
I think that's what. I don't know if it was a matter if he felt like it should have been further down the floor, which is one thing I could see him griping about.
Well, it's probably the turnover here where they called the travel instead of the foul. But I mean, that was over here in front of us. That was a good call. It's right in front of us. Yeah. He's on the other side
of
the floor.
The reason why I said that was because he was talking to Jason Harrison, and he was pointing over there at the sideline where that was. And so that's what I was wondering if maybe he was complaining about where they got the ball. But either way, this is a good time for him to kind of get his girls to calm down. They just go out there and play their game. And if they play their game, there's no reason why they shouldn't hold Tyrone off.
If O'Keefe holds on, they'll get Boys City. Cameron Gosman dropped the shoulder. No flop called, and they flip it out of the wing. Good no call there by the referees. Humphrey's going to fire up a three. Off the backboard, off the iron, tried to fight for it. Andrews tried to grab it, and she flipped it right back to Keeley Hussey. And with 16 seconds to go, Tyrone has to foul. And I believe that's going to be Lomas. We'll see who they tag it with. Yeah, that's her first. And Keeley Hussey's going to go to the free throw line. With 15.8 seconds left. That's probably going to do it. It's a three-possession game in 15.8 seconds. Not enough time in this one. And that will mean O'Keefe's going to move on. They're going to play Boys City at 1:30 on Monday. That's a team they have never played this year. Neither of those teams have met. It's Keeley Hussey's first free throw not going to drop. And with 15 seconds to go to shoot, Tyrone's going to first got to get it over, and they do. Lomas, three, hand in her face, this time on the wing. That's going to come up short. Rebound by Hussey, who gets it over. And with 4 seconds to go, over to Schmidt. And that's going to do it. The Lady Whippets hold on. 39-32. They're going to pull this thing out. They move on to play Boys City. That game will be at 1:30 on Monday right here on K101. We're going to take a break and be right back after this. You're listening to Road to the Big House on K101.
The Bank of Western Oklahoma would like you to join us in supporting the youth of Northwest Oklahoma at the Northwest Oklahoma Woodward District Junior Livestock Show. The district show will run now through Tuesday, March 1st, with the premium auction concluding the event on Tuesday evening. Exclusive radio coverage of the 88th Annual Woodward District Junior Livestock Show is sponsored by the Bank of Western Oklahoma, who invite you to join in supporting our youth with their livestock show projects. Youth involved in vocational agribusiness makes us all proud.
Lucky Star Casino is your home for the biggest jackpots. Last year, Lucky Star paid out over $167 million in jackpots. That's almost $14 million every month. The winnings are just the beginning. Eat a great meal at the restaurant, grab a drink at the bar, and enjoy a perfect night out at Lucky Star Casino. Head to any of our 6 Oklahoma locations. Lucky Star Casino, the biggest jackpots are closer than you think.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here at Boomer Fieldhouse, the O'Keefe Lady Whippets moving on, survive in advance, 39-32 winners over the Lady Bobcats. They're going to play Monday at 1:30 against Boyd City. And we got somebody who's largely responsible for that. Keely Hussey joining us. Congratulations. How are you feeling after that one?
Good. I'm excited to move on to the next one.
Now, you guys, I mean, the way you play, especially you, like you're on the floor most of the time, a lot of pressure defense. That's how you guys draw it up. Are you worried now that everything's been kind of pushed together in the schedule? Are you worried about keeping those legs fresh for the next few days?
A little, but we've been practicing all year that we are prepared for it to be like that.
And you guys knew right away you were able to get a lot of steals. Jumped out early and looked like you were going to run away with it, but they were able to fight back, showed a lot of heart.
Yeah.
What were you guys thinking kind of in that third quarter? What did you adjust coming into the fourth quarter to kind of pull away again in that last frame?
Well, we had one girl with a little bit of foul, so we had some new girls on the floor. We had to talk and play a lot better defense and get the gaps covered up.
Yeah, it seems like when Caitlin Penner comes in, she opens things up for you guys a little bit. What's it like when she's back out on that floor? It helps make your life easier.
When she's back in there, we know when we drive, she's always there to bump it off to her. So it gives us a little more comfort.
And you also were able to get Cameron Gossman in foul trouble. She had like five blocks early. She was making life tough for you, just like down low. When she went out, did you guys think, okay, now we can make a little bit of a run here?
Yes. When she got that fourth one, it gave us a lot better feeling.
Yes, and you guys could score in bunches here. You play a little bit. You run that full court pressure. You get a lot of possessions. You shoot it well from deep. Moving on, how do you guys feel like you match up with the rest of everybody else in Class B? Feel like you're as good as anyone you're going to run up against here?
Yes. As long as we play our game, do what we can do, we can do it.
You got Boys City next. Do you know anything about them? Did you watch them any earlier coming in?
Yeah, we've seen film on them.
More size for them.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you guys tend to play when you got some size?
It's kind of normal for everybody else to be bigger than us. So box out, it's the main key.
So you're used to seeing it now.
Yeah.
You got to fight your way through the consolation bracket, but you got the first one.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one that matters. Keely, great job. You had 11 points. You had so many steals, I could not count them. But you had probably double-digit steals tonight. So congratulations.
Thank you.
And good luck to you moving forward.
Thank you.
Keely Hussey, fantastic tonight. Did a great job as they pull off the win, 39-32. Really, O'Keefe, great team effort. Keely Hussey with 11 points, 39-32 the final. We'll take a break. We're going to wrap this thing up. They're getting ready here for Goodwill taking on Indiahoma. This is going to be our last game tonight. We're going to come back at you again on Monday with a couple more games. So coming up right after this, we're going to wrap this thing up and send you on your way here from Road to the Big House. Final score here, O'Keefe 39, Tyrone 32 on Road to the Big House on K101.
Weather in the tri-state area is finicky, to say the least, and at times completely unpredictable. That's why K101 is always ready when storms begin barreling across the plains. From blizzards to ice, wildfires to thunderstorms, floods to tornadoes, you can count on K101's award-winning severe weather coverage. We connect you with weather experts, storm chasers, and emergency personnel to keep you instantly informed of the latest storm details. Severe weather coverage is brought to you by Moore's Roofing. They're neighbors that you can trust, and they are right there when you need them. And Harper Sanitation, when you need quality sanitation services from a local trusted company. When you hear the rumbling of thunder, tune your radio to K101. Go to K101online.com, click on Listen Live, or tell your smart speaker to play K101 Woodward. Remember, when severe weather breaks out, K101 breaks in.
No matter how you say it,
I put on my belt.
I click it.
Yo me lo abrocho.
I buckle it.
I buckle up.
Do you?
¿Y tú?
Do you?
Do you?
Join your fellow Oklahomans in buckling up each time you get behind the wheel. Brought to you by Oklahoma Transportation and the Oklahoma Turnpike Authority. Make safety stick. Everybody click.
More than 6 million Americans are living with Alzheimer's, with more than 11 million family members and friends serving as caregivers. The toll of the disease is monumental, and no one should face Alzheimer's or dementia by themselves. Free help is available 24/7. For resources and support, visit the Alzheimer's Association at alz.org or call the helpline at 800-272-3900. You are not alone.
Welcome back here in Woodward. O'Keefe taking out that win there, 39-32, coming away with the win over 20th-ranked Tyrone. They're going to move on, play Boyd City at 1:30, and that is the final score also in Class A. Ceiling has beaten Thomas 65-46 out in Enid. They are going to move on as well. The Thomas Terriers are going to go down out there. As earlier today also, we saw Timberlake pull out the win 49-45 over the Tyrone Bobcats to start things off here in the area. And Eric, you know, good start to everything. We got a close one. That one ended up being what looked like was going to be a runaway. Ended up being close there at the end. But O'Keefe showing a lot of heart, showing a lot of senior, I guess, veteran leadership at the end there in the end, especially from Keeley Hussey to pull that one out.
Yeah, and you know, we talked about during the game, and I believe what I overheard you say talking to Keeley about as well was just how long they have to stay on the floor. You know, they don't have a lot of depth, but those girls, you know, you said it just now, they have a lot of heart. They worked hard, you know, and they fought through it. You know, they only had two people come off the bench the whole game, you know, and they weren't even on the floor for very long, you know. And so that just shows a lot of heart that the O'Keefe Lady Whippets have from the five that play most of the game.
Yeah, and you know, in a game where you could have, you know, Tyrone could have given up. They were down big early. Were able to really show a lot of heart there down the stretch and kind of make that one a game at the end. So kudos to them as well.
Absolutely.
Their season ends tonight. As a tough night for Tyrone, both the boys and the girls going down in this one. But, you know, two real good basketball teams making it to area. And, you know, shout out to that school and those young men and women tonight. But O'Keefe going to move on, as we mentioned, play Boys City. We're going to have that one, 1:30. That one's going to be played here in Woodward. That's on Monday. So that will be the next time you see the Lady Whippets. And then we're going to have the championship games for you that night as well. As we maybe have all four because Timberlake advancing, we might end up having them. We're going to check on that and get back to you. But it looks like we're going to have a slate full of basketball games for you on Monday and a full day because we're going to have Arnett and Hammond at night. That's going to be the 6:30 game after a little break. And then the 8 o'clock, going to be Leedy's boys taking on Mountain View Gotebo's undefeated longest win streak in the state on the boys' side for Mountain View Gotebo on the line in this one.
Yeah, you know, and I think really that girls' game, that's one I'd be looking forward to. I think that's going to be a good game. You know, those are two proud programs for the girls' basketball teams. They played hard this year, you know. So I think Monday night, you know, if you're in Woodward, you know, and you want to get out and do something, come up to Boomer Fieldhouse. If not, listen to Trent, you know, because we're going to have some good games here Monday night.
Yeah, great place to watch a game here in Woodward. I want to thank everybody here at Boomer Fieldhouse, everybody at Woodward High School as well. Your leading scorers in this one, Keeley Hussey finished with 11. Caitlin Penner had 10, and that was in limited time. She was out a lot with foul trouble. 7 for Kaylin Aldrich, 8 for Madison Schmidt. Ryan Duke had 4 points, so only the starters getting in the scoreboard there for O'Keefe. On the flip side, Leslie Lomas fantastic tonight for Tyrone in a losing effort. 16 points and some big threes in that one for the junior as she's showing the range. Cameron Gossman had 5, but she got up to about 7 blocks. She never quite got to double digits, but defensively was very big. Kendall Humphreys with a couple points. Addie Williams had 1. Angel Andrews with 3. And Lizzie Parker with 2 for Tyrone, who fought hard. But went down in this one. Before we get out of here, I want to thank everybody, all our sponsors, Moore's Roofing, Ceiling State Bank, Farmers and Merchant State Bank for Arnett. We're going to take a look at those Arnett Wildcats on Monday. Bank 7 as well, stepping in and sponsoring us. Everybody back at the studio. Mr. C.J. Montgomery, the man, the myth, the legend, doing it well for a long time. Couldn't be here without C.J. Also, Sean Miller, Kathy Reese, B.J. Gonzalez, working hard back there every day there at K101, making the wheels turn. Mr. Tyler Riggs out in Woodward. Actually, before we go, let's see if we can find a score for the Boomers playing Kingfisher right now. That's the regionals for 4A. And we'll see if we can figure out just what's going on Woodward 33, Kingfisher 35 in the fourth quarter.
Woo. Tyler's got him a good game there on the girls' side.
That's the girl. Yeah, the girls early. The guys are just getting underway here lately, but that is a dogfight. They're out there. So to want to switch on over to Z92. Tyler Riggs got the end of that game for you if it's not over by now. But it's a two-point game out there in Kingfisher as well. As we wanted to mention, Sealing, girls moving on, guys being eliminated. Laverne Tiger, Lady Tigers moved on today as well. They beat Arapahoe Butler. Finals here, O'Keen comes out 39-32 winners over Tyrone on the girls' side. And the Timberlake Tigers taking down the Tyrone Bobcats 49-42 on the boys' side. I want to thank our board op today, Sean Kelly working the board, and Brooke Williams, the CEO there of K101, for making the magic happen. And for my partner, Eric Scott, great job as usual here,
hey,
sir.
You know,
the coach of Olive.
Thanks for letting me come over. Doesn't look like, you know, I got to do my real job on Monday.
That's so true. You got to go back to work.
You know, I won't be making that two and a half, three-hour drive, but, you know, I'm always glad to be able to come. I enjoy sitting here and, you know, I told you during one of the breaks, I think you do a great job. And so, you know,
well,
I think,
you as well, sir. Mutual feeling there. We're glad to bring it to you. And we got more coming. We're going to roll right from areas on Monday and Tuesday right into the big house on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. So don't miss any of that. So for my partner, Eric Scott, I'm Trent Caldwell. Your final scores, O'Keen beats Tyrone 39-32 on the ladies' side, and Timberlake takes down Tyrone 49-42 on the boys' side. Back with more action on Monday. So join us wherever you're at. So be safe going home, everybody. For my partner, Eric Scott, I'm Trent Caldwell. Be safe going home, everyone. Have a great night.